Parshat Vayeshev. Tuesday night we're doing Parsha summary. We'll go over the Parsha in a half a minute, and then we'll go over it again a little bit more in depth. Our Parsha begins with a recounting of the relationship between Yosef and his siblings, the jealousy between the siblings, the jealousy towards Yosef, the treatment of some of the brothers to the other brothers. Leah's children treat the other wives, the maids' wives, as inferior. Yosef tells about his brothers to his father, and the brothers hate Yosef. Yosef has two dreams. The first one he tells his brothers about how his bundle stood in the middle and everyone else's bundles bowed to his bundle. And then the dream about the 11 stars bowing to the one star, and the sun and the moon bowing to that star. And when his father hears the second dream, he tells him, what do you mean? You think me and my mother are going to come bow to you to the ground? And his brothers are jealous. But his father retains the matter, waiting to see when it'll come true. And then when the siblings go out to graze the sheep in Shechem, so Yaakov tells Yosef, go check how they're doing. And when he gets there, so they're not where they were supposed to be. So he looks around, and some strange man, we don't know who, he tells him, they're not here, they traveled to a different place, they went to a place named Dotan, and he finds them there, and even before he approaches, they decide they're going to kill him. And when he comes, so Reuven saves him. Reuven says, no, don't kill him, throw him into the pit. So when he comes, they undress him, and they throw him into the pit. And the pit is empty. And as they sit down to eat, they see a caravan approaching. And Yehuda